Last year, nearly 3,000 people died in Michigan from drug overdoses. That's an 80% increase in the last 5 years. There's a form of treatment, as we just heard, that could help. It involves prescription medication to fight addiction, and it's been called the gold standard for opioid treatment. But it can be hard to find in northern Michigan. Interlock and Public Radio's Max Johnson has that story.
Mike Lober was addicted to painkillers and heroin for 40 years. He says for most of his life, he was constantly chasing his next fix.
We just call it you chasing the dragon.
Mike tried to quit drugs almost 20 times, but it never stuck. Eventually, he found a doctor that prescribed him a medication called Zubsolve. It suppressed his opioid cravings and withdrawals. But there was one problem. The doctor was almost 3 hours away in Alpena. Every month, Mike took a cab to the clinic. He was paying about $500 for the drive and another $250 for the visit fee.
But, you know, I really jumped at the opportunity because I had to do something.
Mike drove to Alpena because he couldn't find a doctor closer to him in Traverse City. And he wasn't alone. People across northern Michigan drive hours to get this treatment. Dr. William Maroney treats people in recovery. Every day, he meets patients from northern Michigan in places like Bay City, Midland, and Mount Pleasant. He says some of his patients drive 3 or 4 hours just to see him. Maroney himself spends a few hours driving from clinic to clinic. He's already on the road when I call him at 9 a.m.
Where are you right now, actually?
I have a commission meeting for impaired driving in Diamonddale, south of Lansing. How do I sound?
Maroney says he sees up to 100 patients each year from northern Michigan alone because there aren't providers nearby. He says this treatment, sometimes called medication-assisted treatment, is effective, but offering it can be difficult. For starters, doctors need to get a waiver from law enforcement. They may also need a license for behavioral health treatment and certification for addiction counseling. Maroney says the prep work ends up scaring off a lot of doctors.
It's a license to treat, a license for me personally to be a treatment program, to handle the different drugs if they need disposal. The regulation keeps people from going into this.
Doctors can also have a hard time getting paid. Medication-assisted treatment is covered by Medicaid and private insurers, but in some cases, only for a year. If treatment lasts longer than that, which is relatively common, patients have a decision to make. Pay out of pocket or try something else.
I mean, I got people that I see that I haven't been able to bill on for months, maybe for an entire year. Well, you can't turn them away, you know? So there's all sorts of ways to lose money in this.
Maroney accepts cash for treatment. He says that's the only way a lot of his patients can pay for it. But that got him investigated by the Michigan Attorney General's office. Law enforcement has an eye out for so-called pill mills, practices that overprescribe medication to make money. They found no wrongdoing in Maroney's practice, but he says that stigma around this treatment is just another reason doctors stay away from it. On top of all that, Maroney says some doctors don't want these patients in their lobby.
Because you treat these people, moms coming in with baby checks are going to say, I don't really know that I want to be here anymore, and you lose patients.
Because of all this, there aren't a lot of treatment providers in northern Michigan. There has been some progress in Traverse City. Addiction Treatment Services opened a clinic in August, but it wasn't easy. Chris Heinbau is their CEO. He says it was hard to find a doctor.
There just weren't any practitioners. So in the end, we found somebody that had lots of experience in the emergency room. But then, yes, ask her to get waivered, to take the courses, to train the rest of the staff, and to build a clinic.
It took Addiction Treatment Services 3 years and $250,000 to offer medication-assisted treatment. Then, within a month, their caseload was full. They're allowed to take more patients after a year. In the meantime, Munson Medical Center and Traverse Health Clinic started offering medication-assisted treatment last year. Supporters say the state could make it more available by easing up on license requirements and removing patient caps, but there's no sign any of that's going to happen. As of 2016, there were over 32,000 people in Michigan seeking treatment for opioid addiction. For Stateside, I'm Max Johnston.